The Alabama broadcaster who told police his AM radio station's tower was stolen last February has died. Brett Elmore, owner and general manager of WJLX in Jasper, Alabama, made headlines after reporting to authorities that the station's transmitter and 200-foot stainless steel AM tower had been stolen mysteriously overnight. The case has not been solved. News reports gave no cause of the broadcaster's death. He was 41. In New Mexico, more trouble for broadcast radio towers. The tower of an AM radio station in Albuquerque collapsed after being struck by a hot air balloon from the nearby International Balloon Fiesta on Friday, October 11th. The talk radio station, KKOB 770 AM, shut its 50,000-watt transmitter down as the pilot and his passengers, two young boys, descended a ladder on the tower near where the balloon had become entangled. No injuries were reported. The station stayed on the air at 96.3 FM. Local news media reported, ironically, it was 20 years ago to the day that another balloon, also bearing the likeness of Smokey Bear, crashed into the same tower.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.